what's the big deal? Why should we be concerned? And it's, you know, nonprofits, because of their size, because of the missions that they're performing, they're becoming increasing targets. And we live in a litigious society, obviously. So, you know, board members who are volunteers oftentimes and officers who come on to serve the board, they want to know that they're protected, but they need to know where the sources of liability are. So, you know, the board members, directors, officers, or trustees, they're fiduciaries. So as the term applies, they have fiduciary duties that they owe, and they need to be cognizant of that. Litigation costs are very expensive, so, you know, we want to make sure that these board members who are providing this valuable service to our organizations are covered and are protected in case they are brought into a lawsuit. And to do that, that'll all help everybody encouraged to serve on these boards. So what are the legal risks for fiduciaries? Well, it can be kind of broken down in some broad categories. There's the governance liability, and that is the basic breaches of their various fiduciary duties, the duty of care, the duty of loyalty, the duty of obedience to the foundation. And governance liability can be brought by the Attorney General looking into the board, for board members acting outside of their duties. It could be brought by the organization itself. It could, donors who are looking at the board wanting to make sure that their donations are being used correctly. There's other fiduciary liabilities. There, you know, if you're if an organization that has a lot of employees or has any employees, you may have some ERISA liability that you need to be cognizant of.